Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Goldstein is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. David is a new friend. He's an internationally recognized artist. He's also a Myers-Briggs Type Indicator certified person, and he spent many years researching the connection between being creative and your psychological type, which is the personality type, which is what the Myers-Briggs folks will do for you. He's the co-author, along with Otto Kroger, of a new book called Creative You, Using Your Personality Type to Thrive. And he's our new friend, David Goldstein. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good
Happy
to have
to be
you
here.
Good to have you here.
Thanks.
One of the things that we've tried to do on the show over the years, David, is encourage people to be more aware, be more intentional of, be more of a practitioner of innovation and being creative. And what I've tried to tell people is that in the 21st century, in what I'm now calling the age of the customer, if you aren't constantly innovative, you're going to get run over. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's everyone's job to be innovative and creative, and especially for small business owners. Not just understanding the behavior of our customer, but we're solving unprecedented problems every single day.
Absolutely. And one of the ways you guys approach this in your book is by talking about how our personality types, who we are, actually impacts how creative we are and the manifestation of our creativity, doesn't it?
It does. And our personality type shows, we show actually through our book that there's more than one way to be creative. A lot of people talk about creativity and they talk about how they're creative, but there's actually many, many different ways to be creative. And we see, at least with the model we're using, there's at least 16 different paths
Wow.
people could take to be creative. Yeah.
And so in other words, an extrovert would be creative in one way and an introvert would be creative in another way.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of talk between introversion and extroversion, and there's misconceptions, too. And the way we talk about it is, where do we get our energy from? Do we get it from being with people, or do we get it by being alone? And we all get energy from some places. And I like to think it's a little bit like jumping into cold water. It's energizing for a moment if you are with people, if you're an introvert. And it's energizing for a few moments if you have a lot of alone time, if you're an extrovert. But it's where most of the time you get your energy from.
I've been told I'm an ambivert.
Yeah, we're all a little bit of both, but I guess the model.
Do you think
I'm working
there is such a thing as an ambivert?
Yeah. I don't think there is.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Well, I only like it because it makes me seem different from everybody else. That's a mantle I seem to wear well. So, okay, the first question is: are you an? This is how we find out what kind of type what type you are, folks. If you're an extrovert, you draw your energy from a crowd. You don't like being alone necessarily. You generally don't want to be alone. You want to be around other people. If you're an introvert, you keep your own company very well. And if given a choice, you'll be in a quieter place. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And I'll give you a great example of how that plays into creativity. A lot of people say creativity is all about brainstorming. And
right.
this is an extroverted model for creativity.
Right.
And they go around the room, and the introverts might not have their best ideas on the spot in the moment. They might have the best ideas driving home or a day later when they're reflecting on the problems.
Right.
But what's worse is a lot of times the introverts feel uncreative because people say, well, why were you so quiet in the meeting? You didn't have any ideas at all. And they might be the most extremely creative people, but they feel alienated and they feel like
right.
they're not creative.
Or they weren't likely to raise their voice or to dive into the fray and to make their position. They're a little more they're just not likely to do that. They're less aggressive, but maybe they're the most creative people in the room. So I like what you say in your book. This is not just about how you are, but if you're a leader, if you own the business, and you got extrovert people and introvert people, You need to create an environment where all of them can flourish, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the job of the leader, to understand that people have different strengths in different areas, a different environment where they could be creative. And just allowing for that can increase your creativity as a business owner.
Right. All right. Now, the second question then is do you prefer sensing or intuiting? Tell us what you mean by that.
Right. Sensing, it's how we gather information, and it's our input. There's two ways we all gather information. And some people prefer to use their five senses, looking at every smell, taste, touch. And they're very in the moment, and they're very detail-oriented, the practical type of people. The other type of people are called intuitives, and they kind of use their sixth sense. They make these broad generalizations, and they're more into the future and more into abstract theories.
Mm-hmm. And are they quicker? Yeah. Are they usually quicker to decide?
Not quicker to decide, but, you know, when we have aha moments, the intuitives depend on these aha moments, and they connect dots from one to the other to the other. And it's great, but the risk they have is sometimes they need to verify, because sometimes they connect dots that should never be connected.
This is where you need both kinds, because what happens is the sensing person is not going to come to a conclusion until they get all five senses happy. And as you say, the intuitive person is going to connect the dots, and they may be able to cut to the chase a little quicker. What do you think?
That actually plays into a different part of the personality, but I think that's true. That is true. The intuitives make these connections quickly. The sensings, people, they make connections too, but they don't trust their connections until they ground them into facts.
Well, see, I'm disciplined enough that I want to look for the facts. I want to look for the what's real. But I'm intuitive enough, I think, that, and I'm just using myself as an example, folks, you can decide for yourself, but I'm intuitive enough that once I start seeing a pattern with my sensing activity, then I guess I start, you know, looking for what's behind that pattern. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, right. And we all use both, and it seems like you're very mature in your information gathering, that some people don't have that insight. But this gives you a framework for how you're gathering information.
It's right here in the book, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, David. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other two. I thought having David explain these four questions about our personality type might help us to learn how we are creative. But the main thing is, if you're the owner, if you're responsible for your organization, is create an environment where all these people can flourish so you get the best results. The book is called Creative You by David Goldstein and Otto Kroger. David and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.